1077 The Eagle, regular Laura with you. And you know, I have a serious addiction to Girl Scout cookies. Like, I feel like a drug addict, and I know that's not a nice thing to say necessarily, but it's true. I'm a little crackhead when it comes to Samoas, Caramel Delights, or whatever you guys call them here, and the peanut butter patties, and Girl Scout cookies. I lose my mind. I'll even eat Thin Mints. I don't care. I'll take whatever. But long story short, I think there should be some sort of Girl Scouts Cookies Anonymous group, you know, like Alcoholics Anonymous, but for people who are just trying to kick the Girl Scout cookie habit. So I created my own, and this is kind of what I'd envision it being like, so enjoy. Hello, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
And I have a problem, a big one. I'm a recovering Samoa addict, I know. You see, it all started when I was young, real young. I met my first dealer in the first grade. I'll never forget her brown vest and the way she said,
"It'll be fun. Join us. Come on. We have badges."
Before long, I'd been recruited, and for 5 long years, I made my way up and down the neighborhood with a wagon, pushing those goods. Before long, I was one of the top dealers in Central Kentucky, and all I saw from it was a stuffed giraffe. I mean, it was 5 feet tall, but still, it was a stuffed giraffe. But I knew it couldn't last forever. Soon I outgrew the brown vest, had another taste of the product, and I was hooked again. Every year I give them all the cash I have. It could be singles, it could be 5. Sometimes they even catch me with a 20. It's never much, but the second I see those little colorful boxes, I feel the sweat rolling down my brow. I feel the shaking and I feel the urge. I can almost taste them in my mouth now. I can't stop myself. I need help. I can't spend the next 4 months shaking it out after they pick up and leave again. I've been clean for an entire year. I can't do it again this year.
Regular Laura. Weekday mornings 5 to 9 on 107.7 The Eagle, Louisville's classic hits.